5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, if I tell you it's Joe Camilleri, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. He's with me. Hello, Joe.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, mate, terrific. Nice lovely. To see you.
Thank you.
All of these great songs over the years with the Black Sorrows and all of the other work you've done. And now you're back with a couple of releases of LPs here.
Yeah, they're two vinyl releases, but you get the CD with them.
Okay.
But the good thing is I'm old-fashioned. You can't download them.
Yes,
you
right.
They're not going to be on iTunes, on Spotify. And it's a collection of songs. You know, I've been a music fan forever.
Yes.
So I've been in the trade for 51 years or so. I decided to record a whole bunch of songs of the people that inspired me in some form. Not necessarily the most famous songs.
Right, yeah.
But just a collection of people. Yeah. And I put them on a two-record set.
Well, we'll talk about some of those in a moment. Your earliest interest in music, was there a song, an artist that it was inspired by, do you think?
The radio was the most...
Was it?
Because, you know, like in the 60s, around 62, I was hearing all the 50s music because my mum was a music fan. And I was a collector of records, unknowing to me, but, you know, I'd spend all my money and walk home.
Yeah, right.
As long as I got a collection of records. And one thing led to something else. But I think the Beatle time, you know, it wasn't necessarily the Beatles because it was just part of a fraternity, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles. But before that we had 6 o'clock rock, Johnny O'Keefe, Cold Joy, all those sort of people that came before me, they're a little bit older than me. I was inspired by that. I'd run home to watch 6 o'clock rock on the telly, you know. Yeah. So it was just music was king, radio was king, and you got all your information from the radio, and to a less degree on TV. I didn't think I'd be a musician. I just ended up being a musician from being a music fan. Really.
It's funny how these things unfold. I mean, years and years ago, I remember the old 45 singles. You know, I'd be doing my own sort of top 10 countdown, whatever, with the announcements in between and put songs on the turntable.
Oops, sorry about that.
I think I had a listener of one, maybe mum, coming in and out with the washing or something else. But it is funny how you latch on to some of these early influences and they can stay with you forever as the music's done with you.
I think they do. You go searching for the things that you love. It's part of your DNA and it's part of the things that you like. You know, I have a jazz label called Jazzhead, very successful label. I don't play jazz.
Right.
You know, but I'm fond of the way it unfolds, the performance of the music, all those things. And it's been a wonderful ride for me. It's taken me around the world many times.
That's right.
I've had all the things that are valuable to any artist.
Met all sorts of people as well.
Yeah.
Got to do what you love.
And still doing it. You know, I still get a thrill out of making it work, you know, and making music. These two records are my 46th and 47th album.
Really? Yeah, goodness me. Well titled, Endless Sleep.
Endless Sleep.
At least it's not an endless nightmare.
Well, sometimes it is a nightmare. You know, like
I don't believe that.
There's always a difficult moment, and that's the great thing about hanging out with, you know, I'm doing the Apia tour with Glenn Shorrock and Caddy and Sobrano. What's really great, you know, is you got stories to tell.
Yes.
You tell the same stories, you know, but as long as they're different people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. fun. You get you really get something out of it. I think all anybody wants to play will get something out of it. All the trials and tribulations leading up to it is another story. You just get in there and everything changes. It heals all pain.
What was the first instrument you learned to play?
I kind of wanted to play, you know, I loved Elvis Presley. I didn't know what it was. I know what it is now. It was a J200 Gibson, and I just adored that guitar.
Yeah.
And, of course, all I got was a bit of crap, you know, a piece of wood with a couple of strings on it, you know.
Imitation banjo or something.
So it didn't – and I didn't realise that you have to practice.
Sort of something. When do you think you'll work that out?
Took me a while.
You'll get the hang of it eventually,
So I wanted to do that, and I found singing easier. So when I started playing with friends, it was a nice thing to do. That's well, what do? Well, I like to play the bass. Well, you're no good at that. You can sing better than this guy. So you sing, you play the bass, you do that. And it didn't really matter if you didn't get anything done, but just hanging out together, making a stand together is a lot of fun. And I got addicted to that. And then I started playing with people that were really good.
Yes.
And everything rubs off. You know, people, it's like-minded kind of scenario.
Oh, look, I agree. I always say to, you know, sports people, young, I'm a keen golfer, tennis player, any of these young ones coming through, play with better players.
Yeah.
Because they'll drag you along. They'll lift you up to another level. No point, you know, playing with blokes you can already beat.
That's right.
Play with players who are better than you because you're going to get better doing that.
And you're going to, and they're going to give you something too. Yep. You know, they're happy to pass it on. They're happy to say, I wouldn't do that again. Mm,
that's right. Yeah, that's right. You probably found a whole new generation of fans a few years back because I think the JoJo Zepp and the Falcons song, was it Hit and Run, was featured in one of the Underbelly series?
Yeah. It was the first Underbelly series.
It was the first one,
was it? Yeah. The weird thing is, I'm in the Underbelly book.
Right, right.
And I've got my arms around some really heavy dudes.
Right, right.
You know, and I'm in a shuntang suit. And I don't even want to say that word again. You know, I look like Kermit the Frog.
Right.
And
I'm glad you lived to tell the tale anyway. You did better than a few others in Underbelly, that's for sure. Yeah.
They let us in prison.
Yeah, right,
And cut this song. We had this record called Security.
Yes, okay.
And they let us go in prison. They gave us, and these are heavy dudes.
Of all of those big hits you perform now, which is the one that you think gets the biggest crowd reaction?
Well, there's a couple, the JoJo Zepp stuff.
Yeah.
Because I do all that stuff now. I do everything, you know.
Might
I figure
as well.
That's
You've
my stuff.
In, well, it is.
I wrote it.
Yeah.
I'm entitled
that's
to
all
do
the
it.
Stuff I'd want to hear. Yeah.
So people love Hit and Run and Shape I'm In. They just love those songs.
I love
songs.
Shape I'm In,
And then as we get on, they love Harley and Rose,
great
Chain
song.
To the Wheel, and a few others, Hold On to Me, The Chosen Ones, a few things, a few more things like that. You know, I have a fistful of good songs that people want to hear.
It's a fair back catalogue, that's right. Well, let's have a listen to a little bit of this. This is Storybook Love.
My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. It's as real as the feelings I feel.
Yeah, now who's that a tribute to?
Well, that came from the movie Princess Bride. It was Willie DeVille.
Yep.
Who was one of the best rock and roll singers of all time, from my perspective, I just always loved that song, loved the movie.
Yeah.
I thought, well, you know, he's gone to rockabilly heaven. All these artists have gone to rockabilly heaven.
Right, all of them, yeah.
And so I thought, well, you know, I'll just pay homage to him.
We lost Percy Sledge yesterday. I noticed
know,
as well,
know.
73. Yeah, yeah. What a big song that was. When a man loves a woman.
Yeah, what a killer song.
Oh.
And,
first song, your biggest song of all time. It's hard to top a song. You start off like that.
A killer track. Yeah. And it's a shame. You know, it's sad, but, you know, it's going to happen to all of us. But we don't want to go there.
No, certainly not today. Not while you're here with me.
So it's, you know, I just pay homage to all these people. Yeah. And some songs I do them as pretty much as they are, like a Warren Zevon song. I just do a cover of that, but there are songs like that one that I've turned it inside out.
He had Werewolf of London. Warren Zevon. Yeah, that's right. It was.
But
yeah.
he had lots of. He's a genius. He's an absolute writer's dream.
Yes, well, Lou Reed's there, so you've done a few of the... An interesting timing as well, because it's Australian Record Store Day on Saturday.
I'm the ambassador of...
Okay, so
I've got my... I couldn't find an ambassador jacket. I've got a dictator's jacket.
Okay, just... very good. All right. Your way or the highway, which I think is very important. So you've got these two LPs which are released on vinyl, but there is the CD, and importantly, no digital downloads.
No digital downloads.
So pirates, go and find someone else
bike.
To copy.
That's on your bike,
fair
son.
Enough too, I say.
Yeah,
all
I
this
think,
digital downloading and
killed
sneak.
Us, you know,
oh, mate,
killed
I think
industry.
It's, you know, there's a generation now that the digital natives who've grown up not knowing a world without the net, who figure if it's doing the rounds on the internet, it's there to have for nothing.
I tell you what, it's been really interesting, is the younger generation are buying vinyl.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They're enjoying that. Yeah. They're enjoying that idea of having something physical. We're used to the physical.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not used to the physical. Yeah. And, you know, I just think it gets lost in the ether there. Mm. You know, I don't want to – I think people should, if they like that thing, they should go out and get it. And
yeah, well,
it's
certainly made
it like
a real comeback, the vinyl, hasn't it? There's
plenty
of artists now recording onto vinyl. So the two of those are available, Endless Sleep, and they're the recent two albums from Joe Camilleri. So that's all there as part of Australian Record Store Day, which comes up on Saturday. Yep. But you can see those limited edition Endless Sleep Chapter 46 and Endless Sleep